These players are living right because the weather here today at St. Thomas Sports Park for day three of training camp could not be any better. It is cool. There's a light breeze. The sun's out. But it's a great day to get to work, and the Titans players are certainly getting to work. As a matter of fact, as you walk through the building here this morning, whether you're in the cafeteria, the locker room, the training room, it's quiet. And it's always quiet at every level of football on the first day of full pads. This is business. And today, the Titans get into full pads for the first time under Coach Ken Wisenhunt. I'm Mike Keith, welcoming you to Titans Live. From TitansOnline.com. We're glad to have you with us, and we've got a star-studded show for you. Of course, Amy Wells is with us, and Amy is going to be taking your Twitter questions at hashtag TitansLive. Twitter questions, again, hashtag TitansLive. We want to get them in because in the last segment of our show, we'll be talking a lot and taking your questions with our very special guest. For 10 years, he was the heart and soul of the Titans defense, the team's leading tackler for 6 of 7 of the campaigns. Keith Bullock is with us for the next 5 shows and 53. It is so good to have you back.
It's great to be working with you, first off, and great to be back at a camp in some capacity.
Look at him behind you. Full gear. This is the real thing. Does it get you going a little bit still?
Nah, I can't say that it does. Yeah, I'm a little undersized these days for the position that I play. But, yeah, you know, once football season starts, my body definitely knows that it's that time of the year. It's something innate that's just in all former players. You know, you start playing whether you're 10 years old or even in college. You know, you just know once July, August gets here, it's time to go. It's time to get ready for some football.
You show up here in 2000. You're a first-round pick. You walk out on the field at St. Thomas Sports Park for the first time as a young player. What does it feel like in full pads for the first time with professionals?
It's very exciting, man. I remember, having to look at Eddie George in the backfield and Steve McNair back there, Frank Wycheck, all those great players, you know, Brad Hopkins, Bruce Matthews, you know. So for me, especially the Titans were just coming off of the Super Bowl loss to the Rams. That was a real serious team, so it was all business. And like you said, me being the first-round draft pick, I wanted to come out here and show that I belonged, and I was one of the reasons why the Titans drafted me.
You did it as a player over 30 as well. So when you're coming back out here for the 9th or the 10th year, how different does it feel from that first or second year?
It feels way different because the mentality has changed. You know, when you're younger, you're trying to come out here and establish yourself and show, like I say, that you can play at this level. But once you get to year 6, 7, 8, 9, you know, once you get up there, you got to come and show that you are the same player that you were the year before. You know, you want to come out and reestablish yourself. Let your teammates know that you're that same guy that you were previous years, year in and year out. That's what I loved about the NFL. Every year you have to prove yourself. So last year doesn't matter. It all matters what you do this year.
But it's especially special today because for any of them, a rookie to a 10th-year guy, it's your first full pads practice with this staff. How important is it?
It's real important. This is an audition. Every time you go out there, it's an audition, but it's a real true audition because I know Coach Wisenhunt and his staff is real anxious to see what they have. You know, like I say, everyone in shorts, you look good running around catching passes. Now the physical part comes in, the mental part. At least they got a great day. It's not hot and humid. They can go out there, fly, run around all day, but they really will be tested, and I'm sure the coaches at Coach Wisenhunt and his staff will put his guys to the test today to see who he's working with.
Not surprising that we'll be talking with Keith Bullock today specifically about linebackers, but let's get into the change in defensive philosophy. This organization, since they've been in the Mid-South, always been a 4-3 team. Yeah. You played 4-3. They're switching to a 3-4. How big a change is it?
It's a real big change. It's a real big change. It's a change for the organization, and I think it's a good change for the community as well, for the Titans fans, just to see something new. You know, you hear about the Pittsburgh Steelers 3-4 defense, the Ravens 3-4 defenses. We were always 4-3, but obviously those two teams I mentioned play great defense from this 3-4 scheme. So Coach Wisenhunt and Coach Horton, they have the history of running a 3-4 scheme, so I'm just as anxious as everyone else. You know, like I was a 4-3 linebacker, so I didn't get the opportunities to do the outside rushing and, you know, the middle stunts that they run to add that fourth rusher because of the three-man front. So it's going to be interesting for everybody. I'm very excited and anxious to see.
A good change for the linebackers?
Yeah, absolutely. What coach did immediately was create competition, and that's what you want in camp. That's what camp is all about, is get that inter-squad competition. And at the linebackers position, they're very deep. They have a very, very deep talent pool at linebacker, so the competition is going to be up in that unit for sure.
It sounds like you're a little jealous, like Keith Bullock would have loved to have played some 3-4.
You know what? I would say yes, just for the simple fact that 3-4 linebackers always went to the Pro Bowl over me, you know, so I think if I was plugged into that 3-4 scheme, I might have been able to use some other talents, but I definitely like playing in the 4-3. I like being behind the ball, being able to run sideline to sideline, and considering I had more interceptions than I had sacks, I don't know if I would have played inside or outside in that 3-4, because typically the outside linebackers in a 3-4 are bigger guys. You know, they're about 260, 270 even, and, you know, I played at 235, 240, so I might have been more suited for one of those middle two positions.
Keith mentions that Ray Horton, the defensive coordinator, is a 3-4 type of guy. One of the coaches that was with him in Pittsburgh was Lou Spanos. Lou Spanos is the Titans' new linebacker coach, and Amy Wells had a chance to visit with him here at St. Thomas Sports Park before he went on the field today.
I'm here with Titans linebackers coach Lou Spanos. Now, Coach, today's the first day of pads. Are you guys excited?
Extremely excited. Can't wait to finally get out on the field.
Now, is this going to be an eye-opening day for some of the rookies and some of the new guys?
Oh, yeah, especially Avery Williamson right out of Kentucky, doing a really nice job. Finally, we can do some team activities where he can, you know, strike the linemen and fit up on a run.
Now, we have a new defense, obviously. What does that mean for your linebackers, and how are they adapting to the changes?
Oh, you know, everyone's welcome to challenges. We have Derek Morgan, Cameron Wembley outside, and Akeem, and Sean Phillips. So, you know, see how they're going to do versus the tackles and the tight ends. And then the inside backers, we have Wesley Woodyard and Zach Brown getting a feel for the guards, and then also, you know, with the running backs, too.
Now, has anybody really stood out to you in camp so far? I know it's only been a couple of days.
Oh, yeah. You know, Derek Morgan's having a really good camp, and so is Cameron Wembley. And, you know, Sean Phillips is really showing being a veteran, you know, doing a lot of job with pass rush. So that, and also you have Wesley Woodyard's really showing up, and Zach Brown's having a good camp, too.
Well, we're excited to see you guys out there, Coach. Back to you, Mike.
Experienced linebacker coach who's worked with a lot of guys already. One of the guys that he's worked with specifically and that he knows is Akeem Ayers. Lou Spanos came from UCLA. Akeem Ayers is a UCLA product. And when Akeem was brought in, they wanted to make him an outside linebacker, but he has great size. He goes 255 to 260. How is it going to benefit number 56 moving from a 4-3 outside linebacker to a 3-4 outside linebacker?
I think it's going to benefit him a lot. Like you said, when they brought him in here, they brought him in for his pass rushing skills, and everyone's been wanting to see him get more rushes and get more involved in that pass rushing. Now going to a 3-4, he automatically is in pass rush situations being a 3-4 outside linebacker, and he also benefits that he's working with a coach that's familiar with him. He's familiar with him from his college days at UCLA, and that could probably help him out a little bit as well to, you know, help his process as he matures into an NFL linebacker.
Akeem Ayers may be better suited to a 3-4 outside linebacker?
Yeah, I would say so, because the 3-4 outside linebacker is one of the linebackers that's always involved in the rush. One of those guys has to add one of those linebackers, and if Akeem Ayers is that pass rusher that we expect him to be, he will get more rushes on the outside. So I definitely think a guy that's meant for pass rushing is better suited in a 3-4 defense, whereas in a 4-3 defense, you're more a blitzer through the middle or pass coverage guy tackling sideline to sideline.
A lot of attention paid to number 91, Derek Morgan, the former first-round pick, who's moving from defensive end with his hand down to playing in that two-point stance, right, that two-point look at outside linebacker. How big a transition from him, and can his athleticism be used more in this system?
It can, but it might even be a harder transition for him, whereas he always had his hand in the dirt, whereas Akeem, he never very rarely had his hand in the dirt, maybe on nickel packages or something like that. So someone like Derek Morgan, who is a traditional 4-3 defensive end, now has to stand up, play in space, is forced to drop, forced to cover running backs and tight ends of this such, things that he hasn't done before. It could be a little tougher, but like you say, he's a very athletic guy, and the coaches are going to get him and put in the best position to be able to make plays and be successful.
Also wondering about Zach Brown. Zach Brown drafted in the second round a couple years ago, outside linebacker in the 4-3, and now he's being moved inside to the weak side position. How big a transition for him?
I don't know if it's that big of a transition, because he's still behind the ball. He's still a behind the ball linebacker. He's still going to have to take on guards and tackles of that nature. But the way he's looking at the offensive line is different. There'll be some guys uncovered. That guard might be uncovered, and he'll have to come downhill and take him on and control his gaps. But with his speed and athleticism, he should be able to do fine in there and make a lot of plays from that defense, because it puts a lot of stress on the offense to know where that fourth rusher is coming from. Or even so, if you bring that fifth rusher, or then if coach starts to get more sophisticated and brings those safeties like they did a lot in Pittsburgh with Troy Polamalu and Cleveland with TJ Ward.
Let me ask you about what they've said about Zach Brown. I mean, the head coach, Ken Wisenhunt, has made no bones about it. Zach Brown put some things on tape last year, not good. He's under the gun being watched. What's the message to him from the head coach? What should he be hearing, and how should Zach Brown be reacting to that?
Well, you know, obviously he had his situations towards the end of the year with the last coaching regime, and then it was taken notice by this coaching regime. And look, obviously, he's a talent. Coach Wisenhunt would like him on the field and to be out there to make plays. But as an NFL player, you have to start to show maturity. You have to, you know, understand that professional side of the game. And I don't think Zach has a problem with the football aspect. Maybe it's just a matter of, you know, paying more attention to detail, doing exactly what's asked of him, and doing it at a consistent basis, you know, going out there, taking that step to maybe become one of the leaders on the defense and show the maturity that he's able to go out there and handle the load given to him, placed upon him by this coaching staff.
The Titans signed Wesley Woodyard to be a guy like that. Six times he was the captain in Denver. He's going to be the middle linebacker. Is his role as important off the field as it is on the field from that leadership standpoint?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why they brought him in here. You know, they brought him in here, like you say, he's a guy that was a captain six times, so that speaks for itself. That shows leadership quality right there. He was a captain alongside of Peyton Manning on the Denver Broncos, so right there, that's a big plus. He's can help a young guy like Zach Brown, Xavier Gooden, these young linebackers, even Akeem Ayers, because he's been there, he's done that. And what's more important is he's played in a 3-4 defense. He's played in a 3-4 defense and flourished, you know, over 100 tackles year in and year out. And he can help these young guys understand the certain nuances and caveats of the defense, maybe where to align, how to cheat to certain formations, certain things that, you know, the coach can't always give you. But if you have a guy that's on the field like a player coach, you'll be able to do it.
Last guy I want to ask you about is number 58, Sean Phillips, a guy you played against when he was in San Diego last year in Denver, 10 sacks. He's in his early 30s, but has shown he can still do it. What do you like about Sean Phillips?
I like that he's another one of those guys that he's out, he's been there and he's done it. You know, he had 10 sacks last year with the Denver Broncos. These guys both come from that Denver franchise. You know, although Sean was only there 1 year, he was mainly with his time in San Diego. But they played a lot of good football in San Diego. You know, so I think he brings another aspect of leadership to that outside linebacker position, because that's the one he's playing in the 4-3. So I like how they got two veteran, one inside and one outside, 3-4 linebackers that can kind of coach these guys up on the run, on the field, and, you know, make it easier on coach.
Keith Bullock will be back to take your questions. Remember, send them to Twitter with the hashtag TitansLive. We're coming to you live from St. Thomas Sports Park. And have you ever wondered how all of this happens, how it all gets pulled together for training camp? Well, in just a minute, we're going to visit with the guy who pulls it all together, Stuart Spears. That's next on Titans Live. Stay with us.
You know, I want a smart, tough, disciplined football team. But the important thing is that they're ready to go on Sunday.
Our goal is to put the type of team out there that our fans can be proud of.
Great new ticket options. Call 615-565-4200.
Titan fans, it's time to tighten up.
Welcome back to Titans Live from St. Thomas Sports Park as the Titans are in full pads for training camp practice number 3. Amy Wells is not in full pads, but she's ready to go. Amy, you getting those questions?
Coming up later in the show, I'll be taking your questions, so be sure to tweet or Facebook any questions you have for Mike Keith or Keith Bullock using the hashtag Titans Live. Now, Mike, back to you.
All right, Amy, remember, Titans Live is that hashtag, and Keith Bullock will be back in our next segment. But right now, joined by the Titans Vice President of Business Operations and Sales, this is Stuart Spears in his 28th year with the ball club, and he is really a jack of all trades. He has worked in virtually every end of the business part of the organization, and one thing he does is coordinate training camp. Stuart, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
All right, good to have you with us. How long have you been working on training camps?
The first year we did camp was actually our first year fully here in Nashville, 1998.
All right, so you've been at almost 20 years, as a matter of fact. When Coach Wisenhunt got here on January the 14th, when was the first time that you met with him about training camp?
We were able to get with Coach within about 2 weeks of him being hired. As we prepare for training camp, it's almost a year-round process, so we had a lot of questions for him, obviously. But we were able to sit down and review all of that stuff by late January and get to work right away.
So literally a six-month process.
Correct.
All right. Different head coaches have different things that are important to them, and you've worked with three different head coaches in this regard. What would you say are some of the things most important to Coach Wisenhunt?
Well, when we met with Coach, first thing off his list was to make sure that the players had no distractions during practice, that their process of preparing for practice, executing practice, and then breaking down after practice was all unimpeded by distractions. The next aspect that was important to him was being able to interact with the fans. He had heard wonderful things about the fans here in Tennessee, so he wanted to make sure that whatever we did during practices, we're able to have close interaction with the fans. As you can see out here, we've got another good crowd today. They're literally arm's length away from the players as they go through their preparations and drills, and that was important to Coach.
What's the biggest challenge of putting together a training camp?
Really, it's the details, I guess. There's a list a mile long of things that have to be prepared, activities that have to be executed, plans that have to be made. We're blessed with a very solid staff here, a very senior staff in all departments that are very organized and work very diligently to make sure what they need is done before we begin practicing, and also communicating to our staff what they need assistance with and being able to put off the best practices they can.
I bet the number one question you get is, what about food? How much food do you have to have in? What do these guys eat? How do you kind of pull all that together, all of the meals and the snacks and such?
We use a local catering company here, and we certainly put them through the paces every summer. It's a massive undertaking. They essentially will move to our facilities here and set up shop to do a lot of cooking on site, as well as doing some at their kitchen. We do, on average, about 600 meals a day. That's
wow.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then an evening snack at the end of the day. And some days, depending on the schedule, we even have to squeeze in an afternoon snack. It's very heavy into proteins, very heavy into complex carbohydrates, and so forth. The menus are put together in coordination with Steve Watterson, our strength and conditioning coach, and Todd Torricelli, our head athletic trainer. They work together hand in hand on deciding what they want the players to eat, when they want it. We have an outside nutritionist who consults with us as well to make sure that what we're putting in front of the players makes their bodies perform at peak ability.
Yeah, it's not all steak and baked potato anymore. Is that the biggest change in the food since you started?
It is. It's a lot of lean proteins, a lot of grilled chickens, and then the challenge is for our staff to come up with creative ways to serve grilled chicken over and over and over, but also a lot of fruits and a lot of pastas and so forth.
For you, the scheduling is down to the minute for these players. You see that, and the staff has to really respond in kind, don't you? You have to stay almost on that schedule.
It does. You are restricted by league rules to how many days you can work with the players, and so coach puts together a schedule that maximizes the time that he has with the players, and then it's incumbent upon everyone else within the building to make sure their interactions with the players adhere to that schedule. I mean, they come here at the crack of dawn, starting with breakfast. They're here all day with meetings, meals, mandatory rest and recovery periods, and all the way up till bedtime at 11 o'clock at night.
You and Brent Akers also work on the team travel. So how do you compare team travel responsibilities to training camp responsibilities in terms of degree of difficulty?
They're very similar in a lot of ways, but the main difference is just the size and scope of the group traveling. In training camp, we've got a massive amount of people and activities going on here. The trips and travel are a smaller group, a smaller travel party, but it offers its own challenges because you're in a different hotel, a different city, different stadium every week.
Stuart Spears, thanks so much.
Appreciate it.
He is the Vice President of Business Operations and Sales in his 28th year with the ball club. Stuart Spears joining us on Titans Live. When we come back, get those Twitter questions ready. Send them in. Hashtag Titans Live. Keith Bullock is back to answer them right after this.
I want a smart, tough, disciplined football team. But the important thing is that they're ready to go on Sunday.
Our goal is to put the type of team out there that our fans can be proud of.
Great new ticket options. Call 615-565-4200.
Titan fans, it's time to tighten up.
Welcome back to St. Thomas Sports Park, Titans Live at TitansOnline.com. Keith Bullock is back as promised. Question time via Twitter. Again, hashtag Titans Live. And Amy Wells has question number one for number 53. Go ahead, Amy.
All right, Mike and Keith, I've got some good questions today. The first one comes from Jimmy on Facebook, who asks, what do the Titans need to do to become a regular playoff threat?
I think the Titans need to get some consistency at the quarterback position. You know, Jake Locker hasn't been able to stay healthy the last couple years. Started off 3-1 until he got hurt in that fourth game. So I think Jake is definitely ready to lead this team. But one thing you can't do is play if you're injured. So I think once Jake is able to stay healthy, use these weapons he has, Titans can definitely be one of those playoff teams year in and year out.
Amy Wells with question number two.
All right. Zach on Twitter wants to know, how do you think Derek Morgan and Cameron Wembley will do switching positions from defensive end to outside linebacker?
I think it will be a challenge for them, but that's what this league is about. It's about challenges. I only say it will be a challenge because they're guys that are normally lining up in a 4-3 with their hand in the ground. Now they're going to be asked to play in space, cover running backs, tight ends sometimes, as well as obviously get their rushes as from the outside linebacker position. But it's not going to be easy, but those guys could definitely get it done.
And Wembley's done it before, too.
Absolutely.
In Cleveland and in Oakland, so that's a big help. All right, Amy, question number three.
All right, guys, it's another question from Twitter. What is the key for the Titans to stop the run game?
I think that's easy. You know, just get 11 hats to the ball. It's easier said than done. But first and foremost, they have to get comfortable in this new scheme. They have to understand where everybody fits. You know, defense is like a piece of a puzzle. Every player goes a certain place during a running play. So they have to figure out exactly where everyone fits and just get on the same page defensively.
All right. Amy, let's get to question number four.
All right, Keith, this one's for you. Brian on Facebook says, you were a great team leader. Who do you think are the leaders on this Titans team?
Right now, I think that Pollard definitely is on the defensive side of the ball. Michael Griffin, he's been here for a while. They brought Sean Phillips and Woodyard in to also be leaders. And then, of course, you go to the other side of the ball. I like Jake Locker. He's the quarterback. He's definitely the leader, being more assertive this year. Nate Washington has always been a favorite of mine. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Sean Green step up in that leadership role a little bit this year as well.
Do you like Pollard as a talker? Does he talk as well as you did?
I don't think anyone. I think I was a little more witty with mine. You know, I like to do it because it makes practice go by faster. I think everybody had fun in practice, and you know, it's the ultimate competition. But I wasn't much of a talker during the game. Just in practice, you know, to have fun with my teammates, it was pretty funny.
It was funny. All right, Amy's a talker. She's got question number five. Here we go.
It's my last question, I promise. Brandon on Twitter wants to know, Keith, what's your favorite training camp memory?
I think my favorite training camp memory are all the training camps that we went somewhere or teams came here. I remember my rookie year, we went to Macomb, Illinois, to play against to practice against the Rams. I remember that specifically because I had food poisoning and I still had to practice. It's one of those things that I had to tough out. But then I think we practiced against Atlanta, Miami, Indianapolis a few times. So I always like that to break up the, you know, the mundaneness of camp, going at each and every day, hitting the same guys. It's always good when you can get another team in here to practice your stuff full speed.
It's kind of like an adventure. And,
yeah.
And the Titans are going to take an adventure like that next Monday to right. Go to Flowery Branch, Georgia, and work with the Falcons. Just kind of a break from the monotony, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's much needed. You know, the guys that get in there, that first practice, everybody's going to be geared up and they want to get after each other. But then everyone knows that they're trying to work on something as individual teams. So no one's out there to hurt one another. But the competition is at a really high level. And as for the coaches, since you don't get as many practices as back in the days or as many preseason reps, this is like reps for some of your young guys or some guys that may be in question making the team. And it's good to see your guys in competition, competitive situations against other players.
When you were in two-a-days or even three-a-days, as some teams did, a lot of times you were just trying to survive. You were trying to get through it. Now, with less practices, can't you actually get more done in that one practice because you know you've got until tomorrow when you have to come back?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember, you know, Jeff kind of went to that towards the end of my career here where we do maybe a walkthrough in the morning and then maybe practice just one day. And his purpose behind that, and a lot of coaches, now it's obviously mandatory because of the CBA, but what it was, you get more time in the classroom. You get more time to teach the guys the offense, defense, or special teams, and then they get an opportunity to study it and go out there and apply it. It makes for better practices, less startovers or, you know, false starts and those natures. Just a smoother practice, and it helps your guys understand what's expected of them before they get on the practice field.
All right, we're going to be back to do this again Friday.
Yes, sir.
What position do you want to break down on Friday? We're just going to ask you right here on Titans
Live.
I'll
go secondary.
Secondary. Okay, so this Friday, when Titans Live returns, Keith Bullock returns, and we're going to go secondary. We're on Friday at 3 o'clock. That's actually the next open practice here at St. Thomas Sports Park. Now, listen, if you're out and about Nashville right now, come on out. Beautiful day. You've got another hour and a half of full pads practice. Players will be signing autographs afterwards. So get on out here. The next open practice and the next Titans Live, 3 o'clock this Friday, August the 1st. Also want to mention something, too. If you have not gotten the Titans app as of yet, you've got to get it on your iPhone, your iPod Touch, your Android device, your BlackBerry. Some of the things you get with the Titans mobile app. I just wrote down a couple. Live in-stadium views from multiple angles for fans attending games. Exclusive live press conferences. Video on demand. Push notification alerts when there's Titans news. Get that Titans app. Make sure you've got that so you can follow the Titans 24/7, 365 on your device. Also want to mention, too, want to keep the questions coming. Twitter, hashtag Titans Live. We want to hear from you because Keith Bullock is going to be back on Friday to take more of your questions. And we look forward to having you with us at TitansOnline.com, where there is continuous information about training camp. You can come back in about an hour and a half, and you'll be able to see Coach Wisenhunt and his post-practice press conference and get comments from players and other coaches throughout the day. He's Keith Bullock. I'm Mike Keith. This is Titans Live, and the only place you can find it is TitansOnline.com. Thanks for joining us.